Welcome to Winners on a Wednesday, episode number 314. And in this episode, you're going to be getting to see Yoast's developments. I've been mentoring Yoast now for a few years, and he's only 22, but he's built up a property portfolio where he's making tens of thousands of pounds per month. And in this episode, you're going to actually see his properties because seeing is believing.
This serviced accommodation in Leeds is making me almost £9,000 profit a month. But this is just one of my blocks of apartments. We have three others in the same area making the same kind of money. And I did this all by the age of 22. Watch and see how I've done this and how you could do the same. It's a two bed, two bath property. In total in this building, we've got eight flats. Most of them are two bedrooms, two bath, and then we've got one which is actually a three bedroom, three bathroom apartment. It was actually fully furnished when we took on the property, which when you're doing your service accommodation, your rent to rents, obviously you want to save in costs.
How does a 22 year old have all these properties and all these units? And how he does it is because he mastered the skill of rent to rent, which is where you rent a property from a landlord and then you rent it out for a higher amount. He's renting fully furnished studios, paying very little money down, very low deposits, but then getting a fortune by putting them on Airbnb. Literally, you don't need a lot of money to do this, and it doesn't matter how old or young you are.
Serviced accommodation is essentially where you take a property, you furnish it to a standard where someone can walk in through the door and live there, and then you rent this out on a nightly or weekly basis to paying customers. This is similar to a sort of Airbnb and also what hotels do, where you walk into the hotel room and you can stay there with all your linens and everything sorted for you. Nice view out here, very close to the train station, as you can see, all the trains nearby. We do a fairly unique style in some of our essays and rent-to-rents when it comes to actually our bedrooms, in the fact that we put two double beds, usually in a bedroom if we can fit it. It makes it actually a bit more like a twin room in a hotel. And what you need to think about when you're doing your serviced accommodation is that actually you're competing with hotels, so you can make it more like that.
Another little tip before you take on a rent-to-rent serviced accommodation, he's absolutely right, you are competing with hotels. So look at the hotels in the area, see what they're charging, see what their standard is, see whereabouts people are building hotels, because they've done the market research for you. If they're building a bunch of cluster of hotels in an area, it's probably because there's demand. So if you come in like Yoast did, these billionaires have always done your market research for you.
A lot of people ask me, how did I learn to do this and why did I want to do this at 22 years old? So when I first started, I was 20 and I went on a Samuel Leeds training course and then joined the Samuel Leeds Academy. This gave me the foundational knowledge to understand what rent to rent is and understand serviced accommodation to start building my business. Within my first month, I'd secured my first serviced accommodation property and then learned all sorts while being on the job and doing my business from scratch. And this is how we've scaled it now to having 33 serviced accommodation units.
You know what's really interesting? 2 years ago when Yoast first joined my training and came down, he did a video. I've just found it. He did it on TikTok.
I bought one of Samuel Leeds' paid courses so you don't have to. So let me tell you about it. I'll give you a review. I went on the Samuel Leeds Deal Selling Masterclass. That's this thing here. The course is £2,000 and you basically go to a 4-day.
This is him. I don't know how old he was there, like 19, 20. He said, oh, I just invested in some of Samuel's training. This is my plan. This is what I want to do. And the comments, the people are ridiculing him. That's never going to work. That's illegal. You could have basically used that money to actually get into property. What? That's like saying, don't learn to drive, just buy a car. Someone said, cutie1113, who's not that cute, said, lol, you got scammed. This is a guy, a young guy, 19, 20, who's invested in himself, in his education, and people absolutely laughing at him. Danny says, this is Danny, I'm gonna shame you, Danny, 20,000 followers as well. Danny DW, 20,000, right? This is what she said. It's not worth it. You won't get any support once you've signed up. They're just not interested. Not interested. I've had Yoast around my house. Not interested. When you invest in my training, we support you till the cows come home. You wasted your money then. This is what people are saying. Welsh123 says, you wasted your money then. This is all back in 2023. But now, fast forward 2 years, who's laughing now? Yoast is killing it. So shout out my boy Yoast.
Typically in Leeds, this is actually very close to the city centre. The train station is about a 10-minute walk away. The kind of people that we target on these are a lot of international students. What we also very much look for in an area when we are trying to do a service accommodation deal is two things. It's the footfall, so how many people are actually coming through the area, how much traffic is there, and what the other thing that we look at is what are reasons that people would be staying in the area but they don't actually live here. Being 22 and being very young, getting into an industry like property can be generally very tough and people find it scary. What I've learned and experienced over time is initially sometimes people were thrown off a little bit by how young I am and how young I look. But what I found over time is when I could go in there with knowledge, experience, and tell them actually what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, these landlords and the people I'm working with are actually more impressed because I'm so young. So the marketplace doesn't discriminate against your age. If you do a good job and you provide a great service, people will always want to work with you.
And you might be thinking, but I'm not really confident like Yoast. You know, he's young and that, he looks young, but he's confident. But here's where confidence comes from. Confidence comes from knowledge. When you know what you're doing, you're pretty confident. And that's why he's confident. You know, that's what he's doing.
People who are doing one rent to rent can get one booking and get one review. Whereas if we have 8 units running, we run them all off the same listing so we can get 8 times the reviews on one listing and immediately push ourselves up the algorithm to be beating out most of our Airbnb and service accommodation competitors and competing closer with the hotels. So the average turnover that you can expect on a 3-bedroom apartment in Leeds across 12 months is about £3,000. Then the rent that we pay the landlord on these properties is about £1,500. So that leaves you with £1,500. Then if you take away your bills, so council tax, electric, and then water, there's no gas in these properties. So you're looking at about £200 for electric, £50 for water, and then another £150 for council tax, all your kind of bills here. That leaves you with £1,100 profit. If you times that by 8, that gets you to £8,800, which is the rough figures that we would be expecting on that. We've got another 9 units in Leeds. Off that, we're making about £10,000 a month at the moment, which brings us to about to £18,000. And then we've got another couple units in Harrogate, which we expect to bring in another £5,000 profit. This will put us at just these blocks alone at £23,800 a month profit. We also have multiple other rent-to-rents across the area, another 8, which will bring us closely to about £30,000 profit is what we're looking at by hopefully April this year.
This is a huge amount of profit. £30,000 per month is 22. And I've been to a lot of his sites. I know him. I know his family. I've met his mom. Like this guy is the real deal and he's just smashing it. It makes me so proud and happy to see people like him come at 20 years old and within a couple of years build up this. So mad proud of you, Yoast.
This month, I think our average occupancy has been 83%. And for our yearly average occupancy across all of our units, it has been 85% across the whole last 12 months. How we do this is by attracting longer term guests. So we use duplicate listings and we get a lot of bookings from Airbnb and booking.com. We use these platforms as lead generation and as magnets. And then we take these customers off the platform of Airbnb and booking.com and convert them to direct customers, giving them a bit of a discount, getting rid of the commission and paying ourselves more. Some of the hardest lessons and hardest things I've had to deal with is guests realizing that sometimes you can't please everyone. Some people are looking for a refund or are really rude and you shouldn't let that stress you out. As you get more time in this game, you get less stressed by these things. So this is one of our bathrooms here. We've got a lovely rainfall shower, bath, all connected here. And then we've just got toilet ensuite, nice and spacious. We provide bath mats here, both for the shower and bath, and then also for when people are walking around and on the toilet, just to keep them nice and warm, make sure their stay is as comfortable as possible. So we're gonna show you one more apartment here. This one's not ready at all, a complete work in progress. This is kind of what you are looking at when you're doing service accommodation and the actual staging process. So this is Francisca, who is actually my mum, and Jenna, our business partner, who we've worked together on for multiple deals. I think our values are very aligned and we generally get along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then also we have very complementary skills. So like, what you're good at, I hate. Like, you know, you're like, and then the same.
So you know what he did, because he's smart. He brought his mom down to the crash course as well. So she ended up also doing the academy, and now they're business partners working together, and that's what you want to do. If you've got friends and family, bring them down along. Let them get in on what you're doing. And if they're not really interested, then don't tell them what you're going to do. Do it on your own. Come to the training, get mentors, do it on your own, and then tell them what you just did, and then they'll be interested afterwards.
So in total, to fully stage this apartment, it'll cost us about £2,000. That's kind of the top line figure. Then if you get something which is unfurnished, it will cost you slightly more. So when it comes to actually staging your essays, there's a lot that goes into it in the background that you don't necessarily think of. You've got your pots, pans, plates, cutlery. We source these all generally from Asda Living because it's incredibly cheap and great value for money. When we were doing our first ones, we actually got a lot from IKEA, but IKEA generally is a little bit more expensive than you'd like to be, especially when you're doing a massive scale like this. Amazon is great for any furniture and you can order it in large quantities. What we also have is we have a massive shopping list. This is where you've got to be super, super organized and track every single thing that you have in terms of your pans, plates, how many TVs have arrived, all this kind of stuff. Especially when you're doing multiple units, you need to keep on track of everything because there's always returns, things that get broken in delivery, and that kind of stuff. People say with rent to rent that it's actually really hard to get landlords to agree. And this is true, but it's also not true if you are more creative with your outreach. So we reached out to an architecture firm who'd been working on some developments in Leeds. I asked them, I rang them up, just told them what we were doing and said, could you please pass us to the landlord? We'd be interested to work with him. Actually, then what happened is the landlord gave me a call, had a discussion with him. He was very open to the concept and that kind of stuff. And then he passed me on to the estate agent. A lot of people find that they get a lot of no's from estate agents, but actually what we found is because the landlord was already open to the idea and had passed us on to the estate agent couldn't say no. That deal didn't end up working. However, we got past this deal by the same estate agent because he said they've got other units available. So it's all about who you know and what kind of connections you can make to get all these kind of amazing rent-to-rent deals. So since starting property and joining the Samuel Leeds Academy, my life has changed completely. What going into property has done is it's given me the freedom to work when I want, where I want. I work very hard because I enjoy it. Both me and my mum are now in business full-time, and being on the Samuel Leeds Academy has definitely accelerated that growth to no end. I don't think I would be in the position that I am today without having done that in the first place.
Maybe you think Yoast just got a little bit lucky. Guess what? I've interviewed over 300 people just like Yoast on my channel, Winners on a Wednesday. So if you want to flick through the entire playlist, check that out down in the description below. And if you want to meet me in person and you want to see if we can work together and how I can help you scale your property business up, then come down to my next Property Investors Crash Course. I'll leave a link in the description as well. God bless you. Look forward to getting to know you.